Among fake Instagram pages, long-buried family secrets, and the horrors of middle school, one suburban mom searches to find herself. Alice Sullivan feels like she's finally found her groove in middle age, but it only takes one moment for her perfectly curated life to unravel. On the same day she learns her daughter is struggling in second grade, a call from her son's school accusing him of bullying throws Alice into a tailspin. When it comes to light that the incident is part of a new behavior pattern for her son, one complete with fake social media profiles with a lot of questionable content, Alice's social standing is quickly eroded to one of those moms who can't control her kids. Soon she's facing the very judgment she was all too happy to dole out when she thought no one was looking or when she thought her house wasn't made of glass. Then, her mother unloads a family secret she's kept for more than 30 years, and Alice's entire perception of herself is shattered. As her son's new reputation polarizes her friendships and her family buzzes with the ramifications of her mother's choices, Alice realizes she's been too focused on measuring her success and happiness by everyone else's standards. Now, with all her shortcomings laid bare, she'll have to figure out to whom to turn for help and decide who she really wants to be. This is the latest novel by Minnesota writer Kathleen West. It's called Are We There Yet? Kathleen, a former teacher, really excels at setting up drama around a school setting with several characters telling their sides of the story, like she did in her last book, Minor Dramas and Other Catastrophes. And she stays with this theme in Are We There Yet? I talked with Kathleen about her new book and asked her what kind of storytelling do you get when the reader is privy to all of these different points of view.
I especially like writing from her kids' point of view, her teenage son Teddy gets to talk about how he sees his mom and how he's kind of understanding the adult situations that he's watching as well as the kid situations that he's in. So I enjoy like taking a 360 view of the characters. I really like being in their heads, but then I really like exploring how other people react to them. And then as readers, we can kind of form our own judgments through the eyes of these different people. So I guess it gives me the opportunity to tell the story of a community rather than to tell the story of just one person.
I'm glad that you just mentioned Alice's son Teddy and how he's been observing his mom, because I found the kids' chapters really enlightening, especially the insight that they have on their parents' behavior. They really seem to notice and know more than we give them credit for.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I'm the mom of two kids, almost two teenagers, a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old now. And as they've grown up, I've kind of, you know, watched this happen. Like, they understand my behavior in new ways and can critique me in new ways, which can feel really uncomfortable. But then it's also really fun for me to be able to engage with them on this deeper level. I've seen some reviews of the book on Instagram with readers who have younger kids who sort of can't believe that teenagers might not look at their parents adoringly anymore, you know, and find it hard to read about teenagers' true impressions of their parents. But I mean, I think it's just reality. Like, we start to see our parents more as equals, like the older we get. And I think that's a really fun aspect of the relationship to explore. I enjoyed it as a writer anyway.
Kathleen, throughout the book, you reveal this turmoil going on between two middle school boys and a girl, which in part isn't surprising, but that it leads to some serious consequences involving a nude photo had me reminding myself that the children involved were middle school aged, which to me seems awfully young to be involved in this. But as a teacher, I'm guessing that you probably know this to be different.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that nude photos are rare in middle school, but definitely possible in middle school. And it's just something that parents, like good parents that I know, have had to deal with at younger and younger ages because of the ubiquity of phones in our kids' lives. And I tried to touch on in the book, like, all the reasons why you might give your kid a phone at a young age, because I can see people just deciding, like, well, they just can't have the technology. But I think that you do end up sort of socially isolating your child if they don't have access to the technology. And then, you have all these other social problems that you might not anticipate. So, unfortunately, I think that we're going to have to deal with, like, as a society, we're going to have to deal with forgiveness and like recovery from these kind of mistakes with younger and younger kids going forward. But luckily for all the parents out there, I will say that I think that nude photos are still rare in seventh grade, just not zero in seventh grade.
Some of the characters in Are We There Yet give off that super mom vibe. I'm thinking of your character Meredith Yoshida with her hyper vigilance, her frequently checking the school's portal system that lets parents know their kids' homework and test grades and their progress in school. Do we expect too much from our children today?
That's a tough question. I think yes. I mean, and it's hard to know as a parent like how much you're supposed to expect of your child in order to be a good parent. Like it feels like as a mom, you should have like a high expectation for your kids, and that makes you a good parent. Like if you think your kid is smart and you think they can do it and you want to push them harder, then you're doing the right thing. And it's hard to know where that line is and how much to let them drive their interests and their academics. And you're also thinking of the future, and kids aren't so much thinking of their future. So you, as a parent, you want every option and every opportunity open for your child going forward. And they might not be aware as teenagers of which ones are closing, depending on which decisions they're making as they go along. So it's a really tough balance. And I think it's easy to expect too much of your kids, but also you want to make sure that you are keeping them on a track that they might want to be on later.
We're talking with Minnesota writer Kathleen West. Her new book is called Are We There Yet? Kathleen, this story, for the most part, it seems that the onus of child rearing is on the mothers. What about the fathers?
That's a great question. And I've had that question from a few different readers. And one of my readers said, like, well, the dads are involved in these families, but they don't seem to be like as invested in these situations as the moms. And I think that comes across for a couple of reasons. One is that I grew up with a single mom. So my dad was not in the picture during my teenage years, and my mom was the one who did all of the problem solving and all of the celebrating for my brother and me as we grew through that kind of formative time. So part of it is probably like a failure of my imagination about like what a dad would be like there, even though I'm married to a man who is a wonderful partner. So I can see that in my daily life. But on the other hand, I really have felt in my career as a wife and a mom in a heterosexual relationship that the expectation from society and from myself is on me. Like I am the one who is supposed to be in quotation marks, like doing the day-to-day child rearing. And I am the one who would be more harshly judged if something went wrong there. And I guess I could be wrong about that, but that's kind of the impression that I felt or the expectation that I've had of myself going forward. And as I'm listening to myself talk about that, it's probably not fair to my husband. Like he does a great job. And I actually think Alice's husband in the book is a really good dad too. And she might not give him the chance that he deserves to handle some of the hard problems. Like she kind of thinks that because he's been the breadwinner for their whole married life, or she has a really good job too, but he's been the one with the consistent income that has kind of paid for the things that she wanted. And she kind of views it as her job to take care of everything else. And I think that can be like a tacit agreement between couples that like the one who makes the most money is the one that's less responsible for the child rearing. And there's also the third reason why I probably wrote it this way is that I'm just, as a writer, maybe more interested in women's lives than men's lives. I was, of course, really interested in Teddy and his development as a young boy and how he might grow up. But I didn't tackle any of the male characters in this book. In my third novel, which I just turned in this morning, I do have a main character who is a dad and who is the primary parent. So maybe I'll grow as a writer in that third book.
So, congratulations on your third book. You really seem to be churning these out because your first book came out maybe in the last year or so, and right now we're talking about your second book, and then your third is on its way to the press. Were you really productive during this pandemic pause that we had, or are you really just that fast of a writer?
I think I am fast. I think that if you want to be a writer who makes a living as a writer, being fast is something that's kind of mandatory because the books have to keep coming out. But also I do really well with deadlines. Like if you told me your next book is due in 3 years, I would just take the 3 years, right? Like, you know, I would just keep working on it, keep poking at it. But if you tell me like, oh, it's going to be due in 16 months, like I'm going to get it done. And it might be the same quality as the 3 year book. You know what I mean? So the timeline seems to work okay for me. This third book I'm pretty excited about. As I mentioned, I have a male main character. Actually I have a father and a son. The son is 8 years old. So I've been going down in age. So that's been kind of a fun challenge too. And this next book has a lot to do with a marriage. And I haven't really dealt with marriage as a topic in my writing. So I feel like I'm growing, you know, and that's really exciting as a writer too.
Kathleen West is a writer living in Minneapolis. Are We There Yet? Is her latest book. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.